This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And they said when people are waiting for relief,
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for child care. A lot has been happened already, number one. Number two, I'm going to fight like heck to get them the rest of what I think has to be done.
Well, that was Joe Biden there speaking at his administration's infrastructure plan conference. He began to whisper into the microphone when addressing reporters' questions. The decision to lean in and make his point has had social media in stitches, labelling him a creep and calling the whispers bizarre. But it didn't happen just once.
Don't in any way dismiss what Senator Murphy says about the environment. Don't dismiss it at all. Just remind him.
I wrote the bill.
I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. It was legitimate questions you're asking me. Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah.
Pay them more.
This is an employees bargaining chip now.
The press conference got a lot of attention from Twitter users who poked fun at the president for whispering to emphasize what he was saying to the White House press corps. One person wrote, Joe Biden's still engaged in a Q&A as he goes into bizarre answers and creepy whispers. Kayleigh McEnany tweeted, what did I just watch? Another user wrote, Joe Biden's creepy whispering and nonsensical blabbering all makes sense if you viewed from this angle. Another wrote, I've never in my entire life seen a world leader whisper on national TV like he's telling us the secret. This man is bonkers. Finally, I can't sleep. I'm having that nightmare about whispering Joe Biden again. The president has been at the center of attention when it comes to his sound of mind. Last week, Trump and Obama's former physician, Congressman Ronny Jackson, wrote a letter to President Biden urging him to submit a cognitive test, the same way Donald Trump sat one in 2018. The president nor his press secretary has addressed whether or not Biden will take the cognitive test.
Anybody want to take bets on whether Joe Biden will take the cognitive test? Welcome, everyone. That was Australian news on Joe Biden's whispering. Hey, leftists out there listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, understand this. The world is mocking your elected, selected, brain-dead, moronic president that does not represent well over half this country. 65 to 70% of this country knows that Joe Biden is not our president. And it's fun. I can honestly tell you, I had very little respect for Obama, but he won. There's no question in 2008 he won. In 2012, I don't think he did. But in 2008, he won. Joe Biden did not win this election. I want it on record for the posterity. I don't care if they censor this audio, this recording of my show forever and evermore. I want it known that there is nobody of sound mind and body who believes Joe Biden won this presidency. If you honestly, legitimately believe that Joe Biden won this presidency legit, you're an idiot. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't mind saying it. You're an idiot. There are just certain things that there are truisms in life. You have to know he's not that popular. And the only reason why you know about Joe Biden whispering is because you didn't watch it. The majority of people aren't even watching this guy. I used to wait to see what Trump was going to say. My whole team did. The world did. Now they wait to see what they can mock Joe Biden over. Should he take a cognitive test? Absolutely. And you know what it would show? That he's a brain dead moron, and worse, it would validate what we know about everybody who voted for him, that they are worse than he is. If you will vote for a guy with brain damage, what does that make you? Anyway, Joe Biden, one thing we didn't cover when we talked about Joe Biden whispering is him saying how much he got for employee. The unemployment rate is up because of stupid leftist policies that say you must pay somebody a gazillion dollars for a work that requires that of a journeyman or somebody who's just coming out of school. All the kids type jobs. You can't make a livable wage working at McDonald's. First of all, that's a lie. But aside from the lie, the jobs where you can't make a livable wage aren't for people who are trying to earn a livable wage. They're for kids or people starting out. But Joe Biden wants you to believe he's giving you a bargaining chip by raising the price of something, a job that you would pay somebody $8 or $9, maybe $10 an hour to do. He's raised it to $15 to $20. So now you have a bargaining chip. Pay them more. Well, see, that comes from a guy who's never had to make a payroll, who's never had to sacrifice and say, I got to pay my employees before I pay myself. I left an organization because the CEO decided to pay the management team before he would pay the people doing the grunt work. Well, I was working my butt off, I can tell you that, as president. But he decided he was going to pay the management team. And I said, you can't do that. Number one, I'm the one collecting the money and running the business. And he just arbitrarily stepped in. And that told me everything I needed to know. If you will pay yourself before you pay the troops, if you will eat before the troops eat, I don't want to be a part of what you're doing. And see, but that's what Joe Biden and the left do. Joe Biden's not going to miss a meal. Look at what his son Hunter's doing. Look at how he's feathered his nest over the past decade. I dare you. I dare any investigative reporter to go look at Joe Biden while he was vice president, when he was struggling, you know, to find a pot to pee in, as my grandmother would say, or a window to throw it out of, and how much he benefited in the last decade since leaving the Obama administration. Pay them more. Pay them more. He's quick to give away your money. He's quick to make himself look big. I gave him $1.9 trillion. He wants to make himself look big, but he ain't giving away his money. Go look at his charitable contributions if you think I'm lying. See, that's what these people are. But he scares the Democrats. And rightfully so. They better be scared. Because this guy is a loose cannon. You don't know what he's going to do. All over the world, they watch him every single day. They look for weakness, and they find it. The Putins of the world, they find it. They know Joe Biden's weaknesses. They also have Black Book on him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So about today's announcement, why is the vice president visiting the border this week when earlier this month she dismissed a trip like that, saying it would be a grand gesture?
She also said in an interview with NBC that she would be open to going to the border if it was an appropriate time. She said that after she said that. So that's important context.
That's okay. Right. And important context, I've got the NBC interview right here. She was talking about how she hasn't been to the border. She hasn't been to Europe either. So does she think that these two things are the same?
Peter, I think she also said in the same interview that she would be open to going to the border at an appropriate time. And what I'm conveying to you is that, as a part of her assignment, she's, of course, hosted a number of bilateral engagements. She's visited the Northern Triangle. She's made a number of announcements about how to address root causes that she was going to assess with the Department of Homeland Security and with the administration when it was the appropriate time to go.
Democrats scared. The Biden administration, Joe Biden, sister girl, Kamala Harris, they scare the heck out of the Democrats. They won't admit it, but they're afraid. Ducey asked tough questions. Wasn't this just a grand gesture? And Psaki, well, I mean, I know that's what she said, but, you know, she was going to go. She, you know, you just listen to him. Look, what a tough job. What a tough job. I don't blame Psaki for saying, I've had enough. I'm going to get out of here. Kamala Harris was forced to visit the border. I want you to, here's what I want you to take note of and understand. This is great for the conservative movement. Not great, but it's good. They forced Kamala Harris to go and recognize how do-nothing she is. They forced her. She didn't want to go. She's got better things to do. She's still living on the euphoria of the cheat. Laughing behind our backs that they cheated. She's still, I'm vice president. But you know what's funny? They can't enjoy it to the degree that they'd like. Because they know they lost. And Trump is never going to let them forget it. And neither will I.
Oh, it's a conspiracy theory, Kevin.
No, it isn't. It is a fact. I don't need mathematicians and computer programmers to explain it. Not me. You may, but I don't. Anyway, I'm sure the Mexicans waited with anticipation, just gripped with the notion that Sister Girl was coming to town. And she was going to solve that border problem. Woo, we got Kamala Harris coming in. I could just see the president of Mexico. We finally, they've sent somebody that can take care of the problem. We will no longer have to deal with this as a problem because Kamala Harris is coming to town. Yeah, it was a grand gesture. And yes, I do know I sounded probably more Muslim than Mexican. I got to work on it. Yep, I bet there were thousands, tens of thousands of Mexicans waiting at the border to cheer on Kamala Harris. Or it could have been more like the Harris campaign, you know, both her campaign and the Biden-Harris campaign. Like when they made their tour of Arizona, and I saw one of their events, and it had, I think there were 18 people. I think we counted 18 people. For the most popular administration ever. All the world knows, folks, that Kamala Harris is an illegitimate part of an illegitimate administration. And like her boss, I use my finger quotes, was greeted in the UK, so Harris was greeted at the Texas border. Protesters carried signs that read, Kamala, you know Trump won. And there were a bunch of other ones. These people were spewing the factual, the truth about the coup that happened against President Trump. And they let Kamala Harris know, just like they did in Britain when they let Biden know, Trump won. And this was Latinos, because Biden calls them Latinx. No love loss for Latinos with the Harris's game. And I keep asking this question. I know we do, you know, politicians do photo ops. They want to say, I'm going to show you that you've gotten my attention. But when I think of the level of orchestration, and by the way, I say this for every administration. I don't need Trump to go to where a flood happened and give out food. You know, when the hurricane hit in Houston and he and Melania were out symbolically handing out food. I mean, it's a nice gesture, but what he can say is, look, this is on my radar. I'll do a Zoom call. I don't need to orchestrate millions of dollars of taxpayer money so I can get a photo op handing out food. I've sent troops, FEMA, etc. It's all over the place. I'll be giving daily updates on it, but they don't need me as a distraction. Now, to me, that would be leadership. I'm not criticizing those that don't, because I will admit, it's like these people, they run organizations and they throw these lavish events. And, you know, people like these events. And conservatives, I think we need to do more things that recognize good people. But here's the problem with the events. They end up showcasing only the people that are news, in the news. Because that's what we want to see. We want to see, you know, I don't know, whomever. Fox media people and things like this. It's the ordinary people doing stuff that get ignored. That's what bugs me. The people out there doing the grunt work. Anyway, Here's what this article goes on to say. Because this is leftist media, folks, mocking Harris. In the first 5 months in office, Kamala Harris has learned at least one important lesson about immigration. You can run to the border, but you can't run from the border. That's because sooner or later, the border will find you. That's especially true when you're a U.S. elected official in 2021. Whether you're pandering to white nativists who want to keep out Central American refugees or Latino activists who want to let more of them in. This week, the border found Harris, the California Democrat, who never showed much interest in immigration while representing a border state in the U.S. Senate, finally made it to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris paid a quick visit to the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Central Processing Facility in El Paso. There she received a briefing from officials with the U.S. Customs. Later, she met with immigration advocates to hear their concerns before leaving El Chuco. In another leftist article, this one written by AOL, they talked about her talking about how she would solve the problem, that we've got to look at it from its roots. And she's been saying this. That's why she says, I don't need to go to the border. We need to look at the policies that are bringing people over, letting them traverse dangerous, you know, thousands of miles to get to our country. What does that sound like? It sounds like conservatism. It sounds like the Trump doctrine. And maybe people before him. Look, folks, this isn't going to get easier for the left. With both her and Captain Demento, the world remains a complicated place. This is because Democrats are idiots, and these two represent the two biggest idiots on the planet. It won't get any easier, and that's what you can rest assured on, that we were right.
Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 people are dead and over 150 are missing as authorities try to find out how a Florida condo collapsed near Miami Beach. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying a team of investigators is looking into it as search and rescue operations continue.
They're in a preliminary investigation right now to determine whether or not they open a full investigation. I'm not an expert, but I would expect that it is natural that they would decide to do that.
The White House is walking back President Biden's veto threat on bipartisan infrastructure legislation. Press Secretary Jen Psaki reiterating a veto threat was not the president's intended message. Democrats aim to pass a scaled-down bipartisan infrastructure bill in tandem with a larger budget reconciliation bill that would include Biden's more partisan priorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is up 2 cents to $3.15 a gallon, but a number of other factors will mean additional increases as of the 1st of July. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the factors for any additional increases.
Some states are hiking their fuel taxes starting July 1. So there's a few reasons that we might see a few more pennies at the pump sometime soon. The biggest one to affect the average will be California. That's upwards towards one penny. But then there's another couple of pennies in certain fees. So there's a number of states where costs are going up in various forms, mainly fuel taxes, but also wage and other business cost hikes.
The House of Representatives in session this week, they're set to vote on a five-year, $715 billion surface transportation bill. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you guys every day, Democrats live in constant fear, and they don't want to suffer that alone, and that's why they want it for you too. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Why should they be the only people to feel this fear? It's the fear that they create for themselves. It's the pickles that they put themselves in, but there are people who thrive on it. They love it. Thrill seekers. I can tell you, if you want me to go personal with you, if you've ever done something shady, but and there's some way you can be discovered, there's a pathology, there's a personality that says, I want one person to know my secret. So to speak. That's why serial killers, for example, will take these little mementos of the people they kill and they put them away somewhere. It's the pathology of that mindset that says, I gotta have this trophy. You know who loves their trophies? Democrats. Leftists. They will make millions of dollars in Hollywood, but what do they want? They want an Oscar. They want the trophy. Doesn't matter. If they're working stage, they want the Tony. They want the Oscar. If they're singers, they want the Grammy. Doesn't matter how much money they make. They want the recognition. They want, when they serial kill you, they want that trophy. Have you done an amazing job at something? And never expected to get it. People may give you one. Like, I don't remember what it was, but I did something, you know, worked hard. And these people had made a special mug with my name on it and said what I did. And I treasure the mug. It's not an Oscar. It's not an Emmy. It's not a Grammy. But I treasure it as if it were, because it was completely unexpected. And I didn't want it. I certainly accepted it, but I didn't want it. It came with no monetary gain, but it's in my prized collection of things. Democrats, folks, the reason why they want you to feel the way that you feel, they want you to feel the fear that they feel, is they don't want to be in it by themselves, number one. And number two, they're troublemakers. They don't see themselves as troublemakers. They see the trouble that they create as business as usual. That's the way you get things done. Why do you think, and I know this may seem like a bit of a crude example, but why do you think Kim Kardashian made a sex tape? You think that it leaked accidentally? It was meant to leak. They do it all the time, and Hollywood will tell you this. They will glom on some media event and make it a big deal. You think these wardrobe malfunctions are not created? They're talked about. They're discussed. You'll be performing in front of millions of people, and you're going to accidentally reveal your breast, Janet Jackson. Oh, my gosh, my breast! And what dominates the media cycle for the next 2 or 3 days? Janet's breast. That happened. It's not the only one. Somebody did it. Another person said, let's do it. And they continue it. They have to give it a rest a little while. They have to put it on the shelf. But they eventually come back to it. The Democrats' jobs, folks, are to keep us scrambling. And they are excellent at their job. So this latest fear of the Wu flu, now they're talking about mandatory vaccinations. I had a buddy of mine, he told me he's a teacher in California. He says, Kev, they're trying to make me get the poke. I said, what you should do is get a doctor to give you a placebo. Tell him I want saline solution. Get the poke and claim disability. I would immediately go on disability. I would know all the rules of FMLA, etc. I'd get the poke. I'd make sure that I had legal grounds to stand on, because you can't sue the manufacturer or anything like that. This guy's 50 years old. He's young, in good shape. Why would he get the poke? And he's like, no, I'm not getting it, but I was giving him some advice. Go get a doctor to give you a saline solution. Say, I want to see it where it says saline. And you can poke me. Or let's just nod and say we did. I'll go into your office. You'll say I gave him the vaccine, and that'll be that. And then I would claim unemployment. How many doctors you think are willing to say, yeah, I'll pretend that I gave you the shot? Democrats, folks, they think that their trickery is going to fly. And so they do these things. I go back to what I talked about before. They create, they identify a problem that's not a problem. This Wu flu, complete and utter nonsense. Is it killing people? Yeah, it's not a problem. People are going to die. Sorry to inform you. You're listening to this show? One of these days, you won't be. And it won't be because I'm not necessarily doing it or whatever. It'll be because you're not listening to anything. You're going to be dead. I don't want to make it sound morbid, but I don't want this to come as a surprise to you. So anyway, they create this problem that doesn't really exist. Then they scare the heck out of you with the problem. And then they pretend to solve it. Mandatory vaccinations. By the way, I just saw a study that said half of the new Wu flu cases are coming from people who've been vaccinated. Came out of Israel. I don't know if it's true or not. Do your own research. But if that's the case, that's pretty alarming, isn't it? Half of the new cases of Wu flu are from people who got the shot. And let me ask you, has anybody mentioned if you've already had it, you don't need to have the shot? Has anybody even said that? Has anybody suggested this? You've already built up antibodies because you've had it. I've had it. I have zero fear of going to India, China, or anywhere else. One of my friends, he lives in China. He says, Kevin, if somebody gets diagnosed with the Wu flu in China, they lock the entire city down. That's why Mary and Frank, my parents, my play parents, they won't go to China. They have manufacturing facilities over there. They said, we're not going. We can't afford to get locked in for a month or 2 months because one person tests positive for the Wu flu. We're not going to do it. Democrats, folks, let me tell you what their biggest fear is. Their biggest fear is being exposed. For you to know the truth behind all the devious things that they've done, the devious nature of being a Democrat, the work that it takes to keep that hidden on a daily basis could power entire electrical grids. The energy that it takes, the level of corruption that has to occur to hide all the things that these people have done, you should marvel at that. Where's James O'Keefe when we need him? Let me explain what we are dealing with right now. Donald Trump got this economy booming. This after baby black Jesus ruined it with quantitative easing. Barack Obama just arbitrarily said, let's print money, printed $10 trillion of bogus money, not backed by anything. He bought the economy. That $10 trillion out of this economy, and you would see the carnage left under the Obama administration, but they put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. And they paid the media to keep the mouth shut under penalty of going to prison. And that's exactly what the media did. They contributed to this lie. That's what they do. Democrats excel at this type of a thing. And here's Donald Trump. He comes along, he bails it out. He brings manufacturing back, something Barack Obama said couldn't happen. The worst comment the guy ever made was, what are you going to do? Do a magic wand? Wave a magic wand? And Trump said, yes. Woo-hoo. Ring. I wish I had some magic wand music right there. And he did. Trump waved the magic wand. And yea, verily, this economy started to grow. They didn't do quantitative easing. They did the opposite. Trump got uptick in inflation and interest rates, etc. They did everything they could to keep him off kilter. And he built the strongest economy in the world. And it would have been left to what Trump was doing by getting rid of the onerous legislation that was keeping companies throttled back, all this EPA crap. He put this economy on steroids. And this is what Democrats fighting in. Big corporations giving back not only employees money, giving them automatic raises. The government didn't mandate minimum wages for certain companies. They just gave them because Trump created that environment, such a robust business environment. These people said, let's do it. Then they gave out bonuses. They had made so much money from getting that money back. $2 trillion a year, they estimate, that they were giving back bonuses. And what are we at right now? We are in inflation, and it's only beginning because Joe Biden is an idiot that doesn't know how to run his own checkbook.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The reality of Joe Biden. That would be the biggest fear I would have if I voted for that clown. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The reality of Joe Biden, the reality of being a Democrat, the reality of looking in the mirror and not seeing what you really want to see. The reality of looking in the mirror and seeing a liar, a conniver, somebody who has contributed very little, if anything, to the real world, to solving the world's problems, to helping somebody, always having an ulterior motive. That's what leftists wake up to every single day. And they go face the world with this fakeness. Just think about everything that the Democrats know about what they did to cheat us out of a pretty good president, Donald Trump. And they got to face that every day. They have to get up and lie and tell the American people that their ideas are popular, that they're the cool kids. When you, in fact, know, I don't have to get deep into your psyche for you to know that you are the cool kids. Conservatism is cool. Everybody wants it. Oh, yeah. It feels good to go strap on $500,000 of jewels and a beautiful dress every now and then and go, you know, get yourself a limo and go to something really nice. We all want that. Would you want it every day? Be honest. It may have an allure, but at the end of the day, if you wake up every day to mimosas and somebody serving you, at some point, you miss being part of the normal thing. Think about it this way. Whether we believe it or not, we're like ants. You watch an anthill and watch these ants working in that little trail that they blaze out every day as they go foraging through the woods to look for whatever it is that they're going to eat, how they're going to build their nest or whatever. We do it every day. Take an aerial shot of the world and look at the freeway system and tell me we're not ants. Tell me that you, when you look at your life and you say, there's a longing, I'm speaking to the women right now, there's a longing for you to have children. And you understand what it's going to mean to have kids, that your life ends and that you're going to go out on that little freeway and you're going to go forage every day. Why? To take care of the nest, to bring stuff back to the anthill. And it seems mundane, right? Our purpose in life seems very mundane until you look at the life of an ant. We're a higher power looking at an anthill going, I could smash you. Maybe you even do. Maybe you did what I did as a kid and you took a magnifying glass and you killed a few ants every now and then. You played God with the ants. And think about it this way. There's somebody watching over us playing God with that magnifying glass and boiling your insides until you pop in the Texas sun or wherever you may happen to be. But you know what? The other ants still go out and they do the same thing every day, day in, day out. And if we looked at it from the perspective of humans, we say, look at these ants. All they do is the same stupid thing every single day. And you know what? You do the same thing. But you're programmed to do it. And you're programmed to love it. You're programmed to get up every day and try to solve some sort of a problem, to fix something. Leftists do not do that. That's what's disruptive in their lives. They think they need something else outside of the, quote, norm. They think they need something outside of the love of their children, the love of their friends, the love of a spouse, a purpose in life. And so they hide it. They disguise it with NGOs and all these other things that they claim. Oh, I'm such a charitable person. I work on this and I'm on the board of this and that. And they claim to solve problems. And what do? They create the very problems that they then never solve. I've done an entire show on this. They never solve the problem because that constant churn, that chaos in their lives gives them purpose. Why? Because when they go back to, quote, normal, you know what normal is? It's backbiting, backstabbing, scumbag skanks that they can't rely on. Not a single one of them would come to help them fight, would bail them out of prison, would give them a loan, anything. They don't have true friendships, pure friendships, people that love, that they love, and people who love them back without, you know, without thought. That's their problem. The reality of leftism and the reality of Joe Biden has hit many Democrats. And that's why millions of them abandoned their party. And you know who they joined? They joined us. Right now, critical race theory is on the ropes. A lady who is a very big proponent of it, she admitted it. She says, you know, we can't get people to buy into critical race theory, so let's change the tactics. I'll talk more about it another time. But the point I'm making is, even their own are seeing through this nonsense. They tell you, we can sell a concept. We can sell that we don't need to build a border wall. And what does Joe Biden do? Let's shore up the wall. They tell you that they can build a better economy. And you know what's happening right now? Massive inflation. Many leftists are leaving their states to come to red states because leftist policies force them out. Now, you have to think of yourself as part of the re-education program for these people. Don't ignore them. When they get to where you are, you must tell them, hey, welcome, but do not bring your politics. This is the way we think. We don't think that way. That's what chased you, sorry, but out of California. That's what chased you out of Oregon. That's what chased you out of Massachusetts. That's what chased you out of Illinois. You're not going to come here and think that you're going to be a cancer to what we've built. We've built something you've migrated to. You didn't move from California to Arizona because of the weather. Trust me. Higher prices for rental cars, I'm reading this. Airplane tickets. Uncooked beef roast have economists and consumers wondering whether we're living through the start of an inflationary period. They're wondering. So much for that livable wage and all the other things that Biden talked about. When they doubled the wage and they made these $15 an hour things, they made senior citizens have to stay home and eat dog food. When they doubled the wage, everybody doubled the prices. They did nothing, but they think they did. And here's Joe Biden claiming that he did something for the working man.
I said, yeah, pay them more.
Easy for that clown to say because he's never had to make a payroll. Pay them more, pay them more. You pay them more, you raise your price. Do these people understand it squeezed the balloon? It isn't going to matter. But they don't care because they don't have any knowledge of it. So where do we find ourselves right now? We find ourselves in the midst of an inflationary period that they don't want to admit. A real problem that they created. And now they're going to give you the fear of inflation, and then you know what they're going to do? They're going to pretend to solve it. You know who was solving the inflationary period? Donald Trump, until he bought into this woo flu, kung flu nonsense. But had he not done that, had he stuck to his guns, we'd have $6 trillion more dollars back in the treasury. Anyway, they go on. It remains to be seen whether these price hikes are just a temporary blip resulting from the pandemic era mismatch of supply and demand. By the way, have you noticed with everything that's going on, there's been no grocery shortages, no shortage of toilet paper, no nothing. All the stuff that they did during the time of Trump to bring what? Anybody want to give me the word? Fear. Remember when one of your biggest fears was whether you were going to be able to wipe your butt with paper or use leaves? They go on. An indication of inflation, an uptick in prices that continues month after month across a broad array of goods and services. If the latter holds true, at least one demographic could benefit from the trend. Listen to this. Anyone, including consumers and governments, that hold fixed rate debt. How many people do you know can benefit because they hold fixed rate debt? Talk about giving Biden a pass. He's at the worst inflation. Listen to what this guy writes. Inflation could be this giant wealth transfer from lenders to borrowers. Now, that's true. If you've got a bunch of money that's out there and you got it at 0.001% or something crazy, yes, you will benefit. Do you think the millions and millions of Americans who have lived under Joe Biden's reign of terror for the best bit of time have actually benefited? They've gotten loans and they're sitting on this easy money? That's insane. They are feeling every inflationary impact that you can imagine, and these guys are providing cover for Joey Demento. What insanity of the left to think we are going to fall for that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.